Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine. 2014 has been a busy year for the city of Kirkland and its residents. Many projects have been implemented to improve the quality of life for present and future community members, including the reconstruction of several roads, the adoption of the 2015-16 biennial budget, and the work put in by thousands of volunteers to keep Kirkland green. As the year comes to an end, the city of Kirkland reflects on the past and begins to plan its future. The Green Kirkland Partnership brings volunteers, businesses, and nonprofit organizations together to conserve and sustain natural areas year-round. Parks with forests are found all across Kirkland, benefiting the city and its residents in many ways. Trees filter our air and water, provide refuge for wildlife, and create a space for recreational activities.
The Green Kirkland Partnership was started in 2005, and essentially our goal is to engage volunteers and community members to restore Kirkland's natural areas and forested parkland. So essentially that means that we get volunteers to come out into our parks with natural areas and remove invasive plants like Himalayan blackberry and English ivy, and then plant back the plants that would naturally be growing in those environments.
Volunteers made great progress at Kirkland's 2014 Arbor Day at Everest Park. Sharon Rodman, Green Kirkland Partnership Supervisor, is here to tell us more about the event.
Right. So this is our biggest planting event of the year. We have over 700 native plants going in the ground today. Fortunately, we have about 120 volunteers here to put all those plants into the ground. And fall is the ideal time for planting. We've had a lot of rain so far. The ground is lovely and soft. We can dig down, put those plants in. They can get their roots established over winter. And then next spring, they can really get going and established.
But it isn't just about first-time clearing and planting. Volunteers must continue to maintain the urban forests over the years.
It's ready to go in the hole. It's right at the right depth.
Dave Kruhl, a Green Kirkland steward, has been restoring and maintaining Kirkland's natural parks over the last few years.
As time goes on, we'll continue to come back to this park after we have gone through the cycle of restoration. We'll come back here and we'll have to maintain, because the invasive plants will come back to a certain degree. Not like they were, but they will need to continue the maintenance probably for a couple of years until all the roots underneath have died out.
And there are a lot of young people, a lot of small children out here today with us. And the legacy is that the children will be able to grow up with the trees and be able to see this park and be able to come here and possibly play with their own children here and enjoy it just like we did.
To learn how you can get involved with the Green Kirkland Partnership, visit greenkirkland.org. At this time last year, Northeast 120th Street ended where the private access to Frontier's cable yard began. There, at its intersection with Northeast 120th Street, freeway-bound drivers had to make a choice between the intersections at Northeast 124th Street to the north or at Northeast 116th Street to the south. Today, commuters have a third option. They can continue another 900 feet down the Northeast 120th Street extension, all the way to 124th Avenue Northeast. Over time, this choice will increase circulation and reduce wait times at nearby intersections. The Northeast 120th Street extension is one of several projects Kirkland's Capital Improvement Program completed this year. The Capital Improvement Program also preserved 30 lane miles of neighborhood and collector roads in the Bridle Trails, South Rose Hill, Market, and Norkirk neighborhoods. It repaved 11 lanes miles of road sections on Northeast 124th, 116th, and 112th Streets, as well as 120th and 132nd Avenues Northeast. And it upgraded the sewer, water, and stormwater utility pipes buried beneath 7th Avenue South. These are a few of the more visible projects completed in 2014. But the program also completes projects that don't always garner the same kind of attention. One of these was in the Totem Lake neighborhood, where engineers reduced the threat of flooding by installing a pair of culverts that more efficiently convey water from Totem Lake downstream. The Capital Improvement Program also completed the design of the new park lane, which will feature a more walkable street with festival lights and a surface of pervious brick pavers. Of course, most project schedules don't necessarily align with the calendar year. Northeast 85th Street is one of those projects. When it is complete next fall, it will have transformed the form and function of Kirkland's most traveled arterial and catalyzed the community's vision of a mixed-use commercial corridor. Since construction began in mid-September, the Capital Improvement Program's contractor has installed a mile of 24-inch water main stretching from the Interstate 405 overpass to 132nd Avenue Northeast. It also rebuilt more than half of the storm water system's network of catch basins, storm pipe, and storm drains. Construction on the Cross Kirkland Corridor's interim trail began in July. The contractor expects construction to be substantially complete by early January. The new trail will include compacted crushed gravel, rapid flashing crossing beacons at intersections, and fencing for safety and sensitive areas. To subscribe to receive project updates, go to kirklandwa.gov and search CIP.
The question is on the motion to approve Ordinance 4466, adopting the biennial budget.
The City Council recently approved the budget for 2015-2016 with a unanimous vote. The budget is built around the themes of decisive responsive government, advances progress on the adopted City Council goals, and responds to the results of the biennial community survey by funding key services identified by the citizens of Kirkland as most important. The majority of the general fund is dedicated to police, fire, and emergency medical services, which are consistently the top priorities in the community survey. Other key initiatives include a customer service initiative to improve how the city provides customer service, implementing a high-deductible consumer-driven healthcare program for its employees to promote employee health and control cost growth, and the Walkable Kirkland initiative to accelerate pedestrian and bicycle safety and school walk route efforts. You can read more about the budget at www.kirklandwa.gov/budgetdoc. Between Winterfest, Christmas ships, and festive lights, there was so much to see in Kirkland this season. Here are some sights and sounds from the recent happenings.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle jangle. 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 Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. All the way on a one horse. Thank you.
As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. The Currently Kirkland team wishes you the best of the holiday season, and we'll see you in the new year.